Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 20, Why You Get Tight and Stiff. This episode covers the actual reason why you get tight and stiff and how to start addressing this root cause to regain physical freedom. We are led to believe that we get tight and stiff because we're getting older, because of our genetics, because of a certain diagnosis, and the list goes on. Through this misinformation, we're more likely to settle and give up on regaining our physical freedom when it doesn't have to be this way. In today's episode, I'll show you how your body works, why you get tight and stiff, and the route out of it. I'll go through two reasons to explain why we get tight and stiff, and then I'll go through two ways that we can learn to manage it then over time and work towards regaining physical freedom. So on the reasons, first one, I'll give you the short form one, and then second reason is the longer form one. So the first one, your brain is keeping you tight and stiff to protect you. That's the quick explanation of it. The longer one is, it's the amazing adaptability of the human body working against you. Okay, so into the first one, cover this in a couple of minutes. Basically, this is coming from evolution. We'll dive more into that in the second one, but I'm taking the evolutionary view on the body, and we're designed for one thing, so for survival. So same as every other species, we think we're so far removed from them, which leads to a lot of problems, but we're the same where we are designed for survival. So everything that the brain does, it's all based around that. So even the easiest way to link it here, you understand that for things like hunger, thirst, sexual arousal. We all know those things. We all know they can't be, quote, fixed or turned off. They're like they're evolutionarily built into us. So we just learn how to manage them. Tightness and pain are in there too. It's the same thing, but this information just isn't in the mainstream. So the one liner you can remember is tightness is protective, not destructive. Okay, so tightness is protective, not destructive. Because I remember what it feels like, feeling like the Tin Man, tight and stiff, and you're led to believe that there's something wrong with your own body, which is completely not the truth, as we'll see in the longer explanation and point two. But that's it. The tightness is actually protecting you. It's actually doing you a favour, which can be hard to wrap your head around at the start. So that's it. The brain has to come up with a solution to keep you moving around and alive so you can survive and reproduce. The best solution it has at the moment is to keep your body tight and stiff. Why? Because you don't have control over it yourself. So the brain has to take control for you. And the easiest way to explain this is through an analogy. So we'll take the analogy of learning how to drive. Okay, so doing your driving test. Imagine if you're trying to pass the driving test, but you're not a good driver. You didn't put in the adequate time to learn how to control the car. What would happen? The driving instructor would be looking over at you like, what the hell? Mark does not know how to control the car. And he'd be fearful that I'm going to crash. So he would pull up the handbrake. If I was coming near something or just driving dangerously, that's what he would do. He'd pull up the handbrake, stop the lesson or stop the test and fail me. But, you know, the important thing here is why. Why is he doing that? He's not doing it for the crack. He's actually doing it to protect me. Like, it's in my own best interest because I can't control the car yet. So he will control it for me. So you're probably following this, but the driving instructor is your brain and the car is your body. So if you don't have control over your body, aka good mobility, then the brain has no option but to take back control for you. Because that's the, you know, it's the best move on the chessboard for the brain of keeping you alive. Yeah, keeping you tight and stiff, cool. You're still able to move around, eat, survive, reproduce, etc. But if your brain just gave you full mobility now, you're going to tear something. You're going to break something because you haven't used those ranges of motion in so long and you're going to be weak there. So that's the kind of quick version on it, is that the brain is just trying to protect you. That's what it is, and that's the solution it has at the moment. If you don't give it a better solution, which involves you taking back control of your body, increasing your mobility, gaining the skill of moving your own body, that tightness won't go away because it's protecting you. So you have to take back control. Then on number two, a bit of a deeper dive into it. Again, we're going down the evolutionary rabbit hole here. And this is, you know, some of the info that started to change my life, coming away from thinking I'm broken and fragile and like, oh, it's just something wrong with my body. That's why I'm tight and stiff. Just not the case. So on the evolution, the snapshot here, we are Homo sapiens. So if you know nothing about this, this will be a bit interesting, but there's different species of humans, just like there is cats and dogs, and Homo sapiens, which is what me and you are, and the whole world, we're the only species of humans left. The last recorded fossils from other humans were around 200,000 years ago. Okay, so we're the only humans left in the last 200,000 years. And so, like, over the full 6 million years, all the way back, humans have been adapting to their environment. That's why we're here. Like, if, you know, it's the whole funny thing, oh, I'm so tight and stiff, I can't change. It's completely false. If we couldn't change as humans, me and you wouldn't be here. The species would have died off a long, long time ago, like all the other species. So we're actually the most adaptable species on the planet. Hence why we're top of the food chain. So we have an incredible ability to adapt, but like I'm saying here in point two, it's this amazing ability of the human body to adapt that's working against us. Why? Because the human body is incredibly adaptable, but it can only adapt to our environment. So it's actually the environment that will dictate the adaptations that we get and the changes that we get. Like, very simply, if you start climbing mountains, what's going to happen? Your cardio will improve. If you start lifting loads of weights, what's going to happen? Your body will adapt and get stronger. You know, like, it'll adapt to whatever the environment you give it is. So what environment did we have before? In the hunter-gatherer days, we had an abundance of movement and a lack of food, because we had to hunt for the food. So we're moving all the time, and then, yeah, we're not getting much food. So, okay, so abundance of movement, lots of food. What's modern life? The exact opposite. An abundance of food and lack of movement. We can sit, just like I'm now, we can sit here in chairs all day. You don't have to do anything, and you can order food or just walk to the shop and get it. So basically here, it's what evolutionary biologists call mismatched diseases. And we've basically just, we are now living in an environment that we're not adapted to live in, basically. Like, this is the root cause. It's not your body. It's not that injury that you got means you're tight and stiff forever. None of that. It's literally the fact that us as humans are living in an environment that we're not actually designed to live in. Because if we take those 6 million years of evolution, this modern life is a tiny blip at the forefront of that. It's only going back like hundreds of years, thousands of years. Take a percentage of that over 6 million. So, like, we're just not designed to live in this environment, and hence, use it or lose it, we adapt to the environment. We've started adapting to sitting all day. We started adapting to overeating, etc. Like, the main problems we have in the world, they're actually man-made. Like, obesity, we created that. It wasn't possible before. Diabetes, we created that. It wasn't possible before. And chronic pain. That wasn't a thing before. You might get an injury from falling out of a tree or getting attacked or whatever. But, like, chronic back pain, chronic knee pains, this kind of stuff wasn't a thing. You know, we have created that through all the lack of movement and losing the mobility over time. So that's the longer explanation on it, which you could keep going on. But it's fascinating because it doesn't just explain the tightness, stiffness, it explains everything. You could trace anything back to that. The last point then on the evolution is that it's very empowering because we have adapted to become tight and stiff. So what does that mean? It means that we can adapt and regain physical freedom again. Like, we actually started with full physical freedom. So it's only actually, that's why I say the word regain. It's there for a purpose. It's not getting it for the first time. We're just regaining it. So, like, when people think it's not possible, you've already done it. It's like cycling a bike and then, you know, through misinformation, thinking it's impossible to cycle a bike again somehow. So, yeah, that's the very empowering thing about it, even when I think of the start of my journey of realizing, oh, yeah, I actually had it as a baby, even though I don't remember. And I've adapted negatively over in like 12, 13 years, whatever. But I can get it back. Just like I adapted negatively, I can start adapting positively again. And we'll move then into the two things on how to manage it, because that's what we're going to have to do. So how to manage it, number one, train to take back control of our body. Okay, so like the example of the driving test, if we take back control of the car, what's going to happen? If I have full control over the car, the driving instructor won't have to do anything. He doesn't have to pull up the handbrake to protect me anymore, because I don't need protection, because I'm able to protect myself, because I have good skill and control over the car. It's the exact same with the body. When I've really good control over all the movements of my body and my brain feels safe, there's no need to protect me with tightness and stiffness. And it's, you know, it is mad going through it when you see the small changes, like, over weeks and months and years, and then, like, I've gone from fucked hips to the front splits, like, literally been told front splits is impossible for you, don't even bother, then learning all this, then going putting in the work, and years later getting it. Like, it's, you know, it's just mad to kind of learn all the theory and put it all into practice. But that's how the body works, and it's truly empowering when you learn it and when you start seeing the changes in your own body and know it's like it's inevitable in time that we can come back from these places. So that's it. We need to train back train to take back control of the body. And this is where you need to have specific movements and exercises to do for your current limitations. Okay, so that's where obviously assessments are useful, because you know then, is it my hips, is it my back, is it my shoulders, is it my neck? Like, what is actually the main limiting factor in terms of your movements? You know, if we want to stick with that analogy, think of the driving. Is it like, why do you keep failing the test? Is it you don't know the rules of the road? Or is it like the reverse parking? Like, whatever it is, that's what you need to obviously work on. But if you don't actually know what the main things are holding you back, you're never going to be able to work on them, are you? So that's obviously the benefits of assessments and getting someone to look at you. Then in terms of addressing the lifestyle change, the second part, this is where we take the evolution stuff into account. So we know through this modern environment, we're going to adapt negatively. Okay, so I'm not saying live like a hunter-gatherer, you know, just don't wear shoes and run outside all day. That's not really feasible. So what we can do is we can fight back against the negative effect of modern life every day with little mobility routines. And that's what I do. That's what I do for clients. That's why, like, steps one and two here, they're coming from the education, the physical freedom program, and actually how I plan out everyone's specific program. Because step one, train to take back control of the body, that's where we have the specific exercises for the limitations of the person. And they have to work on them at least 30 minutes, three times a week. So like 30 to 60 minutes, three times a week. That's the training to take back control of the body. Just like the car, it doesn't happen overnight. You can't do one lesson. 10, 12 weeks, 14 weeks, 16 weeks, whatever it takes, they have to put in the work and do that. No one can do it for them, but obviously I can show them what they need to work on. I'll be the driving instructor, if you want to keep with that analogy. Then for number two, the lifestyle change. This is where I have a different part of their program, which is the daily mobility routine. So if they have the harder exercises, like think of it like a gym program three times a week, then to address the lifestyle change, that's the daily mobility routine. So that's just 5 minutes daily. And think of it like brushing the joints, just like brushing the teeth. Same thing. Like, it's another analogy that's great, because we proactively look after the teeth every single day. Don't even think about it. Whenever, like, oh, you know, terrible breath today because I didn't have time to brush my teeth the last 2 weeks. It's like, no, we just do it because we're trained to. But if we do the same for the body, we're going to get the same results with it. Being proactive, just brushing the joints every day, and you're going to negate all the negative effects of modern life through doing that. So I think of it like step one, which is the harder exercises. That's like mobility progression, getting back the physical freedom that we want. Step two of addressing the lifestyle change, that's the maintenance. That's how we actually keep it. Because this is a thing people don't understand either. They think they can go and get fixed, then do nothing, and their body is fine for life. Again, it makes no sense once we understood what I went through here, that the body's amazingly adaptable and it's adapting every day to its environment. So like the teeth analogy is great there. That's like not brushing my teeth, going to the dentist, he gives me white grills, and I'm going to never brush my teeth again and think I'm going to be fine. You see, like it's just not going to work for humans, because we adapt every day. So that's why the lifestyle change is a massive part of it too. Like, it's something so simple, but you're going to fail without it. You're not going to keep your physical freedom. So I think we'll leave it there today. What are we on that? Yeah, nice shorter one there, 13 to 15 minutes. So to wrap her up then, three ways that I can help you then with the Physical Freedom Program. That's what we're going through today, really. It's about overcoming chronic pain and injury to reach your athletic potential. We have the Mental Freedom course there too. So that's to stop looping and suffering and skillfully navigate your own mind. Third one then, Lifestyle Design University, avoiding the biggest regret of humanity, designing the life true to yourself. So you'll see all the links in there for more information on them. And then in terms of following contact, what have been new, I suppose the documentary, if you haven't seen that yet, I'll link that there as well. So that was done last year with Martin Irvine Productions. Yeah, just that was a big project. It was good to get that done. So if you haven't seen it, just to recap on my story, why I'm doing what I'm doing, you can click on there. And we have the website as well. So brand new website, two links will be there. If you want to get in contact then, easiest way will be on Instagram. So if the link there for Instagram, or else, oh lovely, Hoover on, just in time of finishing up, through Instagram or email, guidancesettle@gmail.com. So don't settle, and we'll see you next week's episode.